This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Hello, Introducing Jesus alum. So tell us, who are you and what GC are you a part of?
Good morning, Anchor Church. My name's Adam Podger, part of the Burwood GC with Natalie and Steve Vassallo. I've been a member of this lovely church for about 3 and a bit years now, and it's been a great 3 years.
Awesome. So how did you find out about Introducing Jesus, and why did you go?
I had all these prepared notes, and they're really intelligent and sound really, really good. But then I decided to talk from the heart before, so I'll go with that again. For me, it was all started with a conversation, all right? For me, it was with a guy called Ethan Vigiloni, who's married with Belle. And it just started with us both putting out our rubbish bins. He lived across the road from me. He came over and said hello. Wow, that's all it took. He started talking and, you know, talking to me about, you know, this amazing church and, you know, if I ever have any time, I should come down. I've got to admit, that was pretty brave of him. Took a lot of courage to come up, you know, and say good day. I was wearing a singlet and I think I was wearing some boardies, you know. It was the middle of the night. And I'll be eternally grateful for the fact he came up and said good day to me. I was able to go to the Introducing Jesus with an Eldo. And for those that have done it or just know an Eldo, the way he loves Jesus, and the message he tries to portray from the Bible, you guys are in for a ride.
Sounds great. You know, how cool that, like, a conversation, putting out the bins, you mentioned middle of the night. I hate when you forget. You know, you're like, ah, get out there. But, you know, a conversation turned into this. So what did you learn, and what would you recommend, or what would you encourage us to say to a friend we're thinking about asking?
I might not look it, but I used to be an altar boy. I was raised as Roman Catholic. I went to a Catholic school. I did all my sacraments, my confirmation. I was a good little boy. And I went to religion, obviously as part of Catholic school studies. I listened a lot, not really, but, you know, so I kind of felt like I didn't really, I knew of Jesus, but I didn't really know Jesus. So for me, the course sort of gave me the basic fundamentals. But furthermore, you got to ask really stupid questions. And Arnaldo using his comics and all that sort of references really sort of resonated with me. So for anyone that's wanting to bring a friend, have some courage. Go up, say good day. What's the harm in having a conversation? You don't know what they might not be going, what they may be going through. You know, don't know what could be going on in their lives. You could be the catalyst that changed their lives. For me, I was hiring people, I was firing people. I was feeling pretty dark about that. I was really struggling with these guys that just wanted a chance and I had to sort of get rid of them because it was what was best for the business. And Ethan just said g'day just that week that I just had to sack another person. And the rest is history.
What a good story. Thanks so much for sharing, Adam. I feel encouraged that, again, just a simple conversation, just taking the initiative, has led to you connecting with the real and living God. And that's what we're about. We're about people connecting with the real and living God, not gaining more knowledge, not changing the behavior, but being changed by interacting with God. So thanks so much. Thanks.